Thank you for holding. Is this Tequila?
It is.
Hi, Tequila. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, but it's a good problem. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. Oh, sorry. I think there's a delay in the line. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
I'm interested to hear further and what you guys are offering or what the package deal is.
Absolutely. Okay, well, first and foremost, I want to make sure you know that you're talking to the right people. So I'm going to send you a text message if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. And this is just a simple Google search, like, is Local Splash a Google partner? Okay. And this is really important. You shouldn't trust your company with anybody that's not a Google partner. Google delegates the responsibilities of putting businesses on the first page and making sure that they're generating leads from that placement to the Google partners. So we're the ones that would handle it, do kind of quality control, and be your customer service. So you do want to verify that. And then the second thing I'll send over is the pricing page, so you can get the full breakdown from a pricing perspective. We do a lot of things for your company online to help it generate leads and new customers. But the major benefit to you in this call is going to be that first page placement on Google. When you do the search on Google, there's a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and it'll give you a list of three top recommended businesses for the services that you're looking for, right? So if somebody types in vacation rentals, for example, we make sure that they're able to see your company as a top option right there on the first page next to the map. And they can call you directly from there. There's no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, or anything like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the major benefit to it. So if somebody types in, like, Airbnb cleanup, maid services, janitorial services, home cleaning, residential cleaning services, any of those keywords, you'll be listed as a top option for the community. And they could just call you directly from there.
Okay.
So no third party, no lead fees popping up on you. You don't have to worry about the leads going to multiple people, right? This is all your listing, so they just see your business name and they'll call you directly from there. Now, as far as the costs, everything we do is month to month, so we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. If you see the pricing page, our most popular package, our Platinum package, it's advertised at $5.99 month to month, but there is a new in business credit that I could apply for you that'll actually drop it down to just $2.99 on a month to month basis. And then we would grandfather in or lock in that pricing structure for you. So you'll keep that rate for as long as you're with us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just $2.99. And in that $2.99, it's a platinum package. So you'd actually get Facebook with Facebook advertising. You'll be on the first page of Bing, the Amazon Alexa voice search results. You also have listings on other popular directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few. This is a full top-to-bottom marketing campaign. So if you need assistance with your website, we'll be able to help you there as well. All your Google verification will be handled, so you'll be a verified contractor, seen as a trusted contractor by the community. It'll have a little badge that says a Google verified. And then we also have an app and a tracking system that you could download to your device to help you keep track of all the customers that we're bringing in for you. So that way you can evaluate your return on investment each month.
Okay. Now, if the $2.99 is valid, not as a financial payment, and I decide I miss a month, you know, but I have to redo that all over again as far as the rate.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're kind of muffled a little bit. Can you say that again?
I'm on my AirPod. I'm sorry.
Oh, so much better now.
Okay. So you said it's a month-to-month base.
Correct.
So let's say we start January and then February I don't do it. And then I say, okay, let's decide in March to do it. Would that rate still apply or it would be a different rate?
Oh, so if you come on board with us today, what I would be doing is locking you in at that discounted pricing structure. So as long as you're with us, you keep that deal. If you wanted to reactivate your account, like let's say you put it on a hold or you canceled it, depending on what happened there, usually they let you reactivate under the same deal. It wouldn't go back to $5.99.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So it will reactivate.
Yes. So that's the benefit of coming on board with us today is we get you that deal indefinitely. So anytime you're working with us as a Google partner, you'll have that discounted pricing structure for that platinum package bundle.
Okay. I think that the $299 might be a little steep right now, so I'm just trying to gather my thoughts on that. Sound good. I would love to do this.
So just to put it into perspective, too, so you can get an idea on what
Jason. This call will be recorded.
If you were to move forward with us.
This call is no longer being recorded.
No, that's totally fine. In the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches that fall within the maid service keyword category. So and that's within 40 miles of you. So I'm not saying that you're going to get 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, but you know, we list you for 15 keywords, and we're also listing on like Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. So as far as like a return on investment perspective, I know $299 might seem like a lot right now, but if you fast forward 6 months down the road, I mean, it'll feel like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, it'll sound like it'll catch up.
Yeah, it's been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years. You know, the hard part is really about getting the spots, not so much generating ROI. There's no better way to generate ROI. I mean, how would you find a janitorial service or a home cleaning service, you know? You'd probably just Google it, right? But even if they're not using Google, if they're on Yelp or another platform, you'll still be visible to them through this program as well, instead of relying on just like the Home Advisor and some of the listings you have now to capture leads for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is, this would be, so if I start today, it would be, what's today?
Today's Friday, the 12th.
The 12th to January 12th?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then this first payment will technically still be part of 2025. So you'll be able to write it off as a business expense. It's Google advertising.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're getting a month free there to start off 2026 on the right foot.
Yeah, I think pretty much this will probably be all I need to promote, that's what I have.
Yeah.
Facebook, Bing, and it'll be on the first page of Google for a month, you said.
Correct. Well, as long as you're with us. So, I mean, if you continue going with us each month, you'll stay up there. We keep you up there.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah. So if you're near a computer, just to kind of put things into perspective too, if you just did that search, like maid services, Stone Mountain, or Google knows where you are. You don't even have to type in Snow Mountain. If you just typed in maid services or janitorial or interior home cleaning, you'll be able to see that map in those three top recommended businesses. So you'd be one of those. Obviously, your website's going to be attached to that. They'll be able to see your Google Business Profile. There won't be any reviews when we first start out because we're building your Google Business Profile from scratch. But obviously, you know, the longer you do it, the more people are seeing you, the jobs you're completing, and the more reviews you'll develop. So.
Okay, another question is, with the reviews, am I able to add reviews from
Google,
people that I know?
Yeah, so on some of the other platforms, yes, but on Google, they have verified reviews. So we have a section in your tracking system or the app that we have where you can put in their phone number and text them a link to your Google Business Profile once we have that all built and verified. And then they can, it'll ask them to write the review, and then they could write the review and submit it. But the way Google's set up, the person has to be logged into like their mobile device or on their email on a computer to actually write the review. It has to be actually traceable back to them. And that's also to protect you as a business owner. You don't want like a random person to be able to jump on there anonymously and put like 20 bad reviews just because you ticked them off one day.
Okay. I think I want to go for it, actually.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I have zero doubt. I mean, for a lot of companies, getting on Google is the final stepping stone that kind of gets things to take off. So I'm going to create your Google Business Profile, and this will be submitted to Google today so we can get you verified. This will add a lot of legitimacy to the business. You'll get your badge and check mark that says Google Verified Business, and I'll create the account for them to actually write those reviews. On that first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 470-710-7175. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then what's your last name, Tequila?
It's E-A-G.
E-A-G.
L-I-N.
L-I-N, Eaglin. And you spell your first name just like the business name, T-A-K-E-E-L-A?
I do.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing as well as a receipt. So that way you have it all documented that you're getting that platinum package and all of its contents for just that $299 rate, and that we waive the setup fee for you as well.
Okay. It's my first name.
Okay. Tequila.
The word in.
In.
And then my last, and then solutions. So it's Tequila in Solutions.
Got it.
And it's going to be tequilainsolutions@gmail.com.
Perfect. You're already a Gmail user. That's great. Okay. So you will have access to Google Voice as well and G Suite. I don't know if you've seen those features. They're like additional features that you can usually pay for to upgrade your business email address. And what it does is it gets you a free tracking number, or it's not free, it's usually paid, but it would be free with a part of our service. And the tracking number is a great tool because instead of you having to get an entirely different cell phone for the business to help you separate like what's business calls and what's personal calls, they'll attach this tracking number to your accounts online. And then when people call it, it'll come through to your phone in real time, but you save that number under like the business name or potential lead or Google lead. So that way you know those are business calls and leads coming in. And that way we're not missing those opportunities. So cool little feature, save you some money, stop you from having to get an entirely different business phone number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's free, and it's optional. You don't have to jump into it, but it'll be offered to you during your client interview. The client interview is really where they're going to go over, like, all your keywords, the area that you cover, and customizing the campaign. I'm creating the general profile right now. But Google's going to want to verify your location. You have to do this for every business that you see on the first page. That's why they have that little red dot on the map there. What they'll do is they'll send you a letter in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
You know what? I'm actually, I know it says Stone Mountain, but I recently moved.
Okay.
So
we can update the listing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 62. Mm-hmm. And it's HARWELL.
Is it Road Northwest?
It's Northwest Drive. I'm sorry, Road.
Yeah, Road Northwest in Atlanta, 30311?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, I found it here on the Google Maps. And then I can hide this address if you'd like, so that way it just
Please.
Says Atlanta. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, you're going to them.
Okay.
They're not coming to you, so we would always
yeah,
hide
exactly.
it. Yeah, I would recommend that. But on your listing, it'll still say, like, Tequila Innovation Solutions, LLC, but it'll say Atlanta, GA, 30311.
That's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right. Do an update. And then I did find a website for you when I looked up your business name online. Do you want me to have this website attached to your online listings and your Google Business profile?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead and update. Just to confirm, it's tequilainnovativesolutionsllc.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and save. All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends at all?
It's going to be Monday through Friday, and then Sundays. Saturdays is 8 to 6.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 6?
Just Saturday.
Oh, just Saturday. Okay. Sunday closed?
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, do Sunday. Let's do a Sunday, because I've been thinking about doing this. Sunday, do like a 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's fine.
Okay, I got it. So I have Monday through Friday as 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday as 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Sundays are 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I do.
Okay.
And I check, yeah, cash, like Apple Pay, Time, even Visa and MasterCard. BMO, Zelle.
Oh, okay, yeah, Zelle. Okay. And then anything Visa, MasterCard. Okay, so I got your Google Business profile created. I'm going to go ahead and submit this for verification so you can get that letter out as soon as possible. And then we want to schedule the client interview. So the client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes to complete, but we do ask for an hour just in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions that we want to address during that call. So what do you think would be the best time where we could sit down with you and do the client interview?
Okay, it has to be, let me look at my schedule.
Okay.
I don't have anything going on tomorrow after, that's Saturday. Are you guys
Yeah,
interested?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not for the client interviews, but we do have 24/7 customer service. But the client interview is a specific department that would be handling it.
Okay, so it'd have to be Monday through Friday.
Yeah. I mean, I have slots available today as late as like 6:30. There's like a 6:30.
Can you do that? Can we do a 6:30?
Yeah.
Let's do 6:30.
Okay, awesome. Same day is always better than pushing it to Monday because they could still work on the account over the weekend, and that way we're not wasting days.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and get you this spot. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the appointment, and then I'm also going to set up a text message reminder to come out to you about 1 hour before. Okay. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling where you can't make it, just let us know when you get that text message reminder, and I'll reschedule with you.
Okay.
Okay. But I think that should be perfect. That's one benefit to that department is they stay out or stay here pretty late.
One moment, okay?
Okay,
so
sure.
Sorry.
No problem.
All right, sir, I'm back.
Okay, no problem. So I sent that calendar invite out. You're locked in for 6:30 this afternoon.
Okay.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 tequila, how did you want to do that?
It would be the credit card or debit card.
Okay. Now, does this say your name and the business name on it, or is it just under your name?
Right now it's under my name.
Okay. The reason I ask is because, like I mentioned earlier, this is a business expense that you'll be able to write off, but I'm going to make sure to add the business name to that invoice receipt for you. That way there's no confusion with your CPA.
Perfect. I am in the process of getting one. I just have it suffering.
There you go. You're fine.
Paying on one account. Yeah, paying me through one account, and it's actually building me personal credit right now.
Yeah. No, that's great.
So,
that's great. But you are entitled to a lot of benefits as a business owner too, especially with the LLC. So you definitely want to get that account. That way you could capitalize on a lot of those things. You know, you could write off things simple as gas, you know. So I would definitely get a business account and then even maybe sit down with the bank or a CPA and kind of get an explanation of all those benefits. Because,
I actually have an appointment coming up. So thank you for confirming that.
Yeah, that's life changing.
But I do have an appointment coming up.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, if you don't have a business, start one, some kind of business, but definitely start one and get an LLC. It's a game changer from the tax perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like you had a question there and I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you, a lot of people are saying don't go with Wells Fargo. Do you have a bank in mind that you know of?
Usually a smaller credit union would be the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can find a smaller credit union, those guys, they kind of fight for you as their client instead of like a general bank. I know Wells Fargo, Bank of America, those ones are the most common, but they typically have some of the highest interest rates where they try to get there. Yeah, they try to take a piece of the pie. Yeah. Especially if you have like a merchant processing where you're charging digital transactions, or like maybe somebody has like a reoccurring cleaning where you come out every 2 weeks and so it's just like digitally automatically paid, they'll usually get a good percentage of that transaction. You know, sometimes it's like 3 to 5% depending on the bank. So definitely want to try to get that as low as possible, because over the course of a year, it really adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been definitely just looking right now. Okay, thank you for telling me. You're the second person who told me that credit union piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always recommend credit unions. They're the best. I mean, I get pretty much no interest loans. If I wanted to go get a car, I could just go grab one, drive it off the lot without spending a dime right now.
but
I've had Schools First for a long time. My brother actually works in the insurance department for a Schools First credit union. He's about 5 years older than me, and he's had me on it since day one that he started working there. I was one of the first people that he brought in, and it's great.
Oh, wow.
I never have to worry about credit issues.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Just have that handled. And then it's really cool to have credit unions because, you know, with other banking systems, what happens is you have to kind of manage it on your own. Like, you'll charge your credit card and then you have to set a reminder like, hey, pay it off on this date, or else, you know, it'll negatively affect and have the opposite effect. With my system, it kind of, everything goes through the credit card, and then they automatically will do the payments, kind of move it from checking to pay off the credit card, and that keeps the credit pristine. So it looks like I have a perfect, never miss a payment. I just do everything on the credit card, and then they take care of the payment on time, transferring it over for me. So I don't have to worry about missing it. Yeah. So having those perfect payments on time really helps build it up.
Yeah.
All right. But I have your account created. I know you said it didn't have a business name on it. I added that to the invoice. But I was going to ask you, did you update the billing address for this card, or is it under, or is it still under the old address?
Let me look at that real quick.
Okay. Yeah, because it'll definitely decline.
Yeah, it will.
That might be another thing you need to update with the credit union.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Well, I just moved, it was, and I'm still in the process of doing that. I literally just moved like 3 days ago.
Oh, well then, yeah, it's definitely going to be under the old address.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the previous business street address or billing address?
But I can... Yeah, let's just keep it there. So it'll just go there. I mean, that billing address, I'm always able to go and get my mail and so forth. It's 57.
Once you tell the bank, though, they'll update it. Okay, 57.
It won't hurt if I just put the new address down, right?
Well, if the bank doesn't recognize that as your billing address, it will decline the transaction. So it does have to
be your address. Oh, okay, because I could update it. It's allowing me to change it, but I got to do it anyways. But okay, I'll just keep it.
Okay.
Hold on a moment. So it's the one that you most likely see. It's 5704 Wells Circle.
Oh, that Stone Mountain one. Here it is. I got it.
Yeah. It's the same one.
Okay. I gotcha. Let me just
so it's about to change.
Yeah. You can update it digitally. is what you're saying.
Like, I can, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the best way. Save you a trip from going down there. Okay. Shave. All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
You said the 4 digits?
What I was saying is 16 digits on the front, but if you could read it 4 digits at a time, then I could repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. This is where it's going to be complicated because I am working and I forget. I don't even remember that card. Let me try to do something else. The card that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to switch it to a different card that I can physically see. One moment.
Yeah. I'll send over my direct number and extension, and then anytime you want to modify or change the billing, you could call in. Also, through the app, you have the ability to do that as well. So there's a billing section in the app and tracking system that you'll get, and then you can modify it manually as well if you want to do that later.
I forgot. Okay, let me see. All right, so the card we're going to use is
4031 6308 6308 1163 1163 6900 6900.
Okay,
the expiration date month and year.
It's 9/65/829.
9/25.
9/65.
Oh, that's the security code. But what about the expiration date, month, and year?
8/29.
Oh, 8/29. That was what I missed. Okay, August 2029. All right, let me go ahead and update this. And then before I process the transaction, I want to set a security code or a security question. Excuse me. The security question is so you can verify the identity of one of our reps if they contact you, and vice versa, if we want to verify it's actually you. So you have 3 options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, the word woof.
Woof?
Yeah, that's a pet name.
Okay. W-O-O-F, like a bark?
L.
Oh, wolf.
Like the actual wolf.
Got it. Yeah, like wolfie. Mm-hmm. I got it.
A Siberian husky.
That's awesome. Hey, wolf, get over here.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. I'll save it. Okay. Boom. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Google requires that we do this as added form of protection for the business owner. We're also going to send this to you in writing so that way you have everything documented. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, if I do say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, please stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I do want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Tequila Innovative Solutions.
Thank you. And your company will be listed as an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure because that's what I had here. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the company?
I am the founder of Tequila Innovative Solutions.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Can you repeat that?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Correct.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account as you've provided, correct?
Correct.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Tequila, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Okay. So that's 24 to 48 hours response time. Usually, if you practice immediate response time with the customers, that's where you're going to get the best results.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
And then, yeah. Otherwise, they might call somebody else, you know, because you're on a list of the top recommended for the area. So try to get to them.
Correct.
But if you do miss calls, don't worry. Your tracking system and app is designed to kind of capture their information so you can follow up with them as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a really important tool. I'd highly recommend, like, no matter what device you have, if you just go to App Store and type in Local Splash, download that app, and then when I process this payment, it's going to send you all the login credentials and everything for it.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yep. And then as a result of your increased visibility, please be advised you might receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to our company trying to sell you on services. I did provide you with the security question if you want to verify that it's us, but if it's not us, we do ask that you double-check or disclose it with us, so that way we can make sure that you're not paying for something we may already be doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings. Sometimes that causes a problem. Like if you have like two Yelp listings and one has your old address, one has your new address, Google will kind of suspend both of them until we clear it up. So just shouldn't need those anyway. I put you on a platinum package to try to cover all your bases. That way it's all like with us under one roof. But if you're considering it, just double check so we can make sure none of those problems are happening. Also, keep your overhead low.
Sounds great.
Okay. And then as a part of the verification process, there is a form that they'll ask you to fill out, as well as sign your subscription terms. These will be sent to you automatically when I process the transaction, as well as with your login credentials for your tracking system. We do ask that you sign off on those and get the requested information within the first 7 days to stop any delays or suspension of the account. And it says, do you agree to submit the items and return those forms to us within the next 7 days?
I do.
Yeah. Usually clients will do it like same day or following day. It's really easy to sign off on. It's like digital. So pretty simple. Your payment for
it. Sign off on digital.
Yeah, it's super easy. Like it's a link you click on and then where it tells you to like sign your name, you just type it out as it appears. So it's very, very simple. We just want to make sure that you're actually going through it. And if there's anything Google's requesting additional, like as far as like verifying your address, they might say, hey, can you take a picture there or, you know, send us a picture of like tools and equipment. So that way, you know, you're a legitimate business. You actually do this stuff. We ask that you get that information because that's coming from Google directly. So we want that submitted.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And then where was I on this voice verification? Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 12th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for a full platinum package bundle. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so as I promised you earlier, it's an indefinite discount. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877-635-6225 number. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Even if you contacted us the day before, not a problem. We just don't want it to like automatically charge you if you don't intend to continue to move forward with us. So please let us know prior to it processing the transaction if you do decide to part ways. I don't think you will, but that's just required that we say that on the voice verification. So do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And then I just processed your payment. So you should receive some text messages here. Let me know when those come through. I want to make sure you got everything. And then once you have everything, we'll basically be good to go until our client interview at 6:30.
I do have your all your information in my text message.
Okay, perfect. So there's a link in there that'll start with your name. It'll say, Tequila, thank you for choosing Local Splash. That'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So you definitely want to click on that. That's where you're going to sign the subscription terms. And then also it'll automatically send you a username and password. Your username will be your phone number, and then your password is going to be a temporary one that's auto-generated for you. Once you log into that app once, you can change the password to whatever you like.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, but the only things I want you to focus on right now is just sign the subscription terms and then be available for that phone call at 6:30 this afternoon. Okay, I'll try to keep it simple for you and we'll walk you through everything like step by step.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Tequila. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you'll be able to find my direct number and extension in your text messages. We also have 24/7 customer service. That number is attached to every text and email that we've sent to you. So anytime you need help, don't hesitate to reach out. It's the same phone number that I'm texting you on for our customer service line and my line. You hit extension 1 for a live operator and 544 to contact me directly.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to love this. I'm telling you, I'm really happy that you capitalized on it. Yeah. I mean, Google's been the number one way. The hardest part is really just getting these spots. Once you have that spot, you're in the money. A lot of business owners will create the site, they'll create the Google business profile, and then they have to wait for a position to open up. For you, we're going to be checking all those boxes at once. And I'm sure if you give it, you know, 2 to 3 months, you won't find anything better. You'll have all your answers right here in one package.
Okay.
As far as generating leads, I can't promise you all the answers of the universe, but as far as generating leads and new clients, it doesn't get better.
Yeah, I'm already swamped this month, so.
Okay.
Because my goal was 2 to 3 customers a day, and I'm already. Yeah.
Well, no worries. I mean, this is really more focused on setting you up for the beginning of 2026 and beyond. Yeah,
yes.
So it's good. We want to keep it going well.
Yes.
We want to keep those clients that you have right now, give them a place to go ahead and write some reviews and start building up the reputation and the foundation for you online.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call at 6:30 to conduct your client interview.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.